Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. We're coming to you live from the OpenStack Summit in Paris. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to have Rishi Bhargava with me today. Rishi, how's it going?
Going great. It's been a fabulous half day at the summit.
So Rishi, you had a big start to your day. Why don't you tell the audience what you did?
Well, this morning, as part of the keynote, first day keynotes, Intel is one of the headline sponsors. So we were participants in a keynote panel, and I represented Intel in that panel. So it was a great start, definitely for Intel and for me.
And obviously, we know each other, Rishi, but I don't think you've ever been on Chip Chat before. Can you give the audience a little bit of background about your scope of responsibilities at Intel and how that relates to OpenStack?
I currently work in the IT organization, and I run the hybrid cloud program, and I'm the product owner for that. And what that really means is we have an enterprise and office cloud, which is existing today. And what we are doing, developing a hybrid cloud moving forward, which basically scopes out to all the enterprise apps and the office apps in the corporation, and basically applications which each of the 100,000 employees use in their day-to-day life. And we provide the hosting platform for that.
Now, I've heard you talk about this before. Can you share a little bit about the history of Intel's use of OpenStack, why we selected this as a direction that we wanted to take IT, and what the experience has been thus far?
Okay. We started our virtualization journey. You know, as you probably heard in the OpenStack, Jonathan's keynote, most of the times when it's an IT talk, it's about virtualization. Mm-hmm. It's technology and it's virtualization. And that's pretty much exactly what we started, which we call Intel Cloud 1.0. We started with 13% virtualization. This was about in 2008-09 time frame. And thereafter, we increased it gradually. And today, we are at about 75+, to be precise, we are at 77% virtualized. And the journey for that was first was plain virtualization game. Mm-hmm. And it was, it played multiple roles for us. One, it provided us cost benefits for mm-hmm. Intel, as well as from Intel's product perspective, Intel was driving the virtualization technology, in the marketplace. And so we were good. We demonstrated that we were eating our own dog food first.
Right, sure.
Right, and then as we moved forward, even for physical servers, it used to take a long time to provision, provisioning and ordering stuff. So then people wanted to start consuming, and they wanted VMs instead of physical servers. And instead of waiting for an IT person to provision in the back end, they wanted to do self-service. So with the self-service is when we said, okay, let's, we chose OpenStack. Mm-hmm. We compared a few of the other competitors, and we landed up with OpenStack because of the vast adoption in the community, and because it had such a wide impact in the overall open source community, we chose to go that route. And once we chose that, I don't think it was a wrong decision, because as you see, even in the summit,
sure,
there's a huge momentum behind it, and it was a good decision.
So what started as an effort in efficiency became an effort in automation of services, and that's where the transition has been within the IT organization. When you talk to your colleagues from other companies at a conference like OpenStack Summit, where do you think broader IT enterprise IT is in terms of this journey? And, what can the industry do to help accelerate this transition?
So I would say we are, though we call ourselves as Intel Cloud 2.5 to 3 mm-hmm. Generation, most of the industry is still at 1.5, the enterprise shops. Mm-hmm. And, they moved past the virtualization, and to provide self-service provisioning and self-service capability, they're getting there. And then the question of becoming a hybrid cloud provider is that's where mm-hmm. we are getting towards. Now, what can the community do to make it much more viable? I think it's the you know, the resistance from the incumbents. That's the philosophy which a lot of enterprise shops feel. Because if you are having a proprietary stack which is, you know, provided to you and you're running with it, there is resistance from the people who are running, who know only how to operate that. But this requires a huge amount of change, one in the thought process of the leadership, then also the capability of the workforce. Workforce transformation needs to occur. Intel and IT invested a huge amount. It's a two-year effort which we've gone through of transforming the entire, 300 people organization by making them much more automation friendly. You know, not only friendly, but trained to do automation rather than press buttons on a screen, UI kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And so that thought process change is what is key in driving enterprises to move towards this movement.
So I was listening to Stefan Lenz from BMW talk today, and he said that one of the struggles they were having was the number and frequency of code releases from OpenStack and the fact that there was a lot of changes from release to release. Is that just the nature of an open source initiative, and how should enterprise deal with this type of fast development?
So that is a very important point what you raise, and we struggled with the same thing. And, you know, we always felt that there was a huge, if we made some changes too, that would be, we would incur technical debt, or we would also be behind from what the code release was. And so a couple of things need to happen. One is the stability of the code from OpenStack needs to be going up. And then a lot of the consumers need to implement what they call CI/CD. And that's something which we have done. So there's a pipeline where there's constant inflow from the developer community. Mm-hmm. And then you have a, it's almost like a pipeline where you can consume as you go.
Okay.
And but you design your internal inflow pipeline in a way that constant change can occur, and then you don't have to be bound for downtimes with that. Or, you know, there's there's almost like a framework which you have to implement.
Right.
And it has, it took us a long time. You know, what the developers think, implementing CI/CD would take 5 weeks or maybe 8 weeks to do it. And, you know, you ask them for what, give me, you know, a high confidence number, and they'll say 8 weeks. But it actually took much, much more, three times that, to actually develop a good CI/CD framework. And now I would say we are at 80% deployment of that CI/CD framework in our IT organization, which is helping us get that agility of, you know, constant change at the developer end.
And do you think that that helps you also address the fact that you've got two parallel paths of development, one from the core code developers and one from what Intel is doing internally, or is that even a different problem?
No, actually, what we are doing internally, we would have to do it with, even if we didn't go with OpenStack, even if we went with some proprietary provider, we would have to do that. So the development which our enterprise IT organization does is what I would call the last mile integration. And if we conform that into, you know, a framework, I think now even if I have to swap out OpenStack with some next generation OpenStack, you know, if something else comes up, this integration should be still valid as long as we do it right.
Now, you talked about the fact that Intel IT has been going under a multi-year transition into a new workforce that's focused on automation, friendly towards automation. Now, obviously, that frees up some cycles to do other things rather than just, you know, manually provisioning services.
Right.
What kind of changes have you seen in terms of the types of projects or the types of work that you guys are able to accomplish now that you've got maybe over that hump?
So two kinds of efforts have happened. One is, of course, contributing back to the community. You know, we have had a significant number of IT employees. Typically, it's an open source development group, open source technology center, which Intel has, or the product groups where they contribute back into the OpenStack community or Linux, wherever, you know, the open source work is happening. But you'll see a lot of IT employees contributing back to the community. So that is one contribution upstream. Then the other part is, how do we make it more consumable for our customers? So now they are, a lot of our employees are, because of their understanding which they have developed of the automation techniques on how to develop cloud-aware applications, they are now going and working for our consumer groups, going and deploying cloud-aware applications. Because, you know, if we deploy the best cloud infrastructure, it's not going to be providing the kind of value unless you develop change your applications from traditional enterprise apps to become cloud aware enterprise apps. And today the percentage of that is very low, so we have to transform our consumers.
That's interesting. I think Kathy Spence would be happy that you pointed out cloud aware application development. So Rushui, I think we need to work on an intro for you for the next time you give a keynote, because the BMW guy had the BMW i8 on stage. So what do you think we could bring out for Intel?
Wow. No, I have to think about it.
I mean,
might be something which I have to think and something which has to compete with the
BMW. I mean, that's eye candy right there. I'm not sure what you can do. You know, people.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Well, I just have one last question for you. We're here all week in Paris at the OpenStack Summit. What is the thing that you hope to take away from this week in terms of what's going on in the broader community and how that will influence Intel's decisions moving forward?
So, as an IT person, not wearing the overall Intel hat, as an IT manager, I want to find out, for me, my storage deployments have been my bane. Mm-hmm. I would love to talk to some other enterprise customers like Intel and how they're dealing with block storage deployments. What are the challenges they face in deploying block storage, which is not only capable, but also cost compatible?
Sure.
Because I think today that is my biggest challenge.
It seems like storage is quite a big focus at the summit. We'll be looking for those stories.
Yep.
Thank you so much for taking some time out of your week to make time for Chip Chat.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.